My water isn't supposed to break while a storm rages, when my husband isn't on the island and as the power flickers from on to off. Darkness covers the cabin as I cling to my belly. I never imagined it happening like this. But the last 16 months have taught me that nothing in life goes according to plan. This isn't me being negative. I'm a realist. At least I am now. Before, I was the epitome of optimism. Worry washes over me as I consider what kind of mother this will make me. Ready or not, I'll find out soon enough. Another contraction barrels through me, leaving me gripping the butcher block countertop in the kitchen. Oh God! I cry out. The pain is not entirely unfamiliar, but I had forgotten how bad it would be. I hate that I am alone. That was not a part of the birthing plan. I wanted a calming playlist on, my acupuncturist on hand, and a water birth as I ease my child into the world. My cell phone is just out of grasp, but I reach for it across the kitchen counter, desperate to hear my husband's soothing voice. Ivan. I need Ivan. Now, more than ever. Once the pain of the contraction passes, I tap on my husband's name on the phone screen, calling him and praying for a clear cell connection. There are many reasons to love living in the San Juan Islands, but Shaw Island has a population of 200, which means maintaining our cell towers isn't a priority. And in our cabin in the woods, near the rocky coast, our reception is shoddy even on clear days.
Maggie?
Ivan answers my call in a chipper tone, oblivious to the situation. Which makes sense. He's been hosting a yoga retreat on Lopez Island the last 3 days and is probably zenned out of his mind, completely unaware of the situation I am facing. I'm in labor, I whisper, putting the call on speaker.
How far in? He asks.
He is married to a midwife. He knows the right questions to ask.
I just checked, I gasp. An 8, at least. I'm so close.
Tears prick my eyes and fall down my cheeks. Why am I alone right now? Too close.
Oh, Mags, it's going to be okay. I'm checking ferry times now. I wish you would have called earlier.
I press my hand to my belly as the baby moves deeper, lower, and closer. The agony bites through my thoughts, and I moan as I look for words. Finally, I gasp out,
I thought it was a false alarm. It's 3 weeks early. I took a bath and a nap and woke up in...
My words are lost as my body writhes. The phone slips through my fingers, hitting the floor, and I drop to my knees.
Magnolia? Mags!
Ivan's voice cuts through the contraction.
Babe, you can do this. You can handle anything.
I wish that were true, but he and I both know that isn't the case.